A quick word with Graham.
Oh, it's Ken. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we sacked the researcher. Sorry, Ken.
Okay.
I beg your pardon. I saw you out this morning in, around the village with your electric drill and busy. But is this part of a parish councillor's work?
Well, on our parish council, yes, because we have a very, very small precept. We have £3,000. It's the only money that we raise from the very small number of villages that we've got. So it's sort of all hands to the pump, really.
Local councils have changed over the years. What sort of responsibilities are left with the parish council these days?
Well, we have no power. We have just our possibility of encouraging different people, trying to raise money for different projects. At the present time, what we aim to try to do is to improve the playground facilities, which are basically just one swing in our village hall grounds. And there's no way that we can raise money ourselves to do that, so we're looking to the Millennium Fund or lottery funds or something like that to try to encourage that.
Yeah, I have heard whispers that you're also involved in organising a village concert.
Well, the village concert's been going for, I think it's about 27 years, before we even moved to the village. It's so long ago now, and it's changed some committees. There used to be the Women's Institute, which was integral in part starting the concert. That sadly has stopped now, but we've got a village hall committee, a senior citizens committee, and it's actually the senior citizens committee that is now responsible for the concert.
Yeah, sounds great. If it, I didn't realise it had been running 27 years. We just heard Seth playing on his melodeon, but he's well into his 90s now, but you've obviously always had a lot of talent in the village. If it's the smallest village, isn't it, to put on a concert for 27 years and still getting crowds in to watch it?
Well, it's not talent. It's a matter of people standing up on the stage and making fools of themselves.
And I'm sure the cast wouldn't agree with you there. It's not talent.
It's a very villagey atmosphere. This is the thing that we really found great about the village. I think, we're still new villagers. There are basically 3,000, and the saying is that you can never be a villager until nobody can remember when your grandfather first moved into the village.
Yeah.
We've got the Horns, the Ludgates, and the Harrises up the list. And you've got to be very careful what you say about different people, because, you know, somewhere down the line, they're all related together.
So John Pilgrim's only spent a week here, then, and so he doesn't stand a chance yet, does he?
No. Another 28 or 30 years, I should think, before you've even got a chance to be a new villager, John.
Oh, that seems quite reasonable. I'm quite happy about that. I'd be happy to spend the next 30 years here learning to be a villager. As far as your work's concerned, do you actually work in the village or do you move out of the village to do your job?
No, as Lynn said, the company moved up some years ago. I work in Milton Keynes, and so we moved from London. We'd never want to move back down again, so I think we're extremely fortunate. There isn't a lot of employment in the village, but I think Dot mentioned before, we've got the Science of the Times, and there's Arc B across the road. So, you know, there is a fair amount in some respects. And we've got 3 working farms still going.
Well, that's very interesting, because as we go around, what we normally find is that the farms these days are becoming less and less labour intensive and more owned by great conglomerates, but these are still owned, are they, by local farmers?
Yes, they certainly are. And, there's one just across the road from here, Park Farm. Chris Osborne runs that now. His father, Ron Osborne, I think it's true to say he lived every day of his life in the village. He never slept out of his own bed for the whole of his life. He unfortunately died a few years ago, but he was in his, early 80s when he died.
People certainly seem to live...
Well, I guess so. I think it's the village atmosphere. I hope it will continue.
Yeah, but then, I see, one of the things that fascinates me is that these villages that we find are very close to big towns and big cities, and yet people are still managing to maintain that way of life. When you turn off of the M1, you turn off of the A5, and here you are, ostensibly miles from anywhere.
Yes, we're very fortunate in that it's a green belt and a conservation area, but I think that helps. And I think, as Dot said earlier, I heard that we have been careful and tried to keep the planning as reasonable as possible. We had some new houses built where the woodyard was, which was really at the centre of the village, And we felt that was good because the woodyard had got into a derelict state after that closed down. And so to build a number of houses there was good. But the parish council tried to ensure that we got some starter homes as well as the larger houses. So we've got two plots there, one with the woodlands and one the old woodyard. Right.
Sometimes this can be a problem, can't it, in villages, that younger people cannot find the money to actually live or return to live in their own villages.
And also that the council accommodation is less now than it was in recent years. And in some ways, it assists the villagers and the look of the village, where you get council houses and private houses that are mingled together as council houses are sold. But it does become a problem if you've got older people who want to stay in the village and their children want to stay in the village, and there isn't a sufficient housing for them. So we would be still the same proportion of council houses and private houses.
And finally, what can you as a parish council do to encourage that?
Encouragement. That's all we can do, really, is to pass resolutions, to try to contact people, to write letters to the MPs and to the county council and the district council. So we have very little power, really, but we do like to make sure that people come to our meetings. And we do have quite a good number of villagers that come regularly to our meetings, and any ideas that they bring up, we try to follow forward.
What would be their common gripe then? Because, I mean, it's a soul-destroying job often being on a parish council, isn't it? And, you know, you get people coming with various gripes. Is there a fairly common thing to those gripes?
Oh, yeah, always, always. I mean, you could never ever please anybody. One little incident I can remember, we've got a bench that we've got some money that we've managed to achieve to get eight sleeper type benches that we put around the village, and we've put the first one up down the lane. Now I thought somebody is going to complain about that, but I was a little bit surprised that what it was a couple of people riding horses down there, and the horse would not go past the bench. So that's our first complaint.
You know, I wish you all the very best with your work on the parish council and in the post office. Thank you both very much for joining us here this afternoon.